This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you. From daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Wow. What's up?
I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
I don't know if you saw this. Big to-do for the Cleveland Cavaliers. You see the Ringer's top 100?
I did not.
All right, so the Cavs have top five guys in the top 100.
That, I'm guessing, is a very good thing for them.
Yeah, I think there's only one team that has more guys in the top. I think it's OKC. But they have, like, Lou Dort at 97. That's not even the one I objected to the most. There was somebody else on their roster.
Caruso.
Yeah, Alex Caruso was, like, 73. And I'm like, guys, he's a nice role player. But, like, what are we doing here?
Is this done like the NFL where it's voted on by the players, so it's basically like a popularity contest?
So it is a popularity contest, but it's the people that work on the Ringer,
okay,
that cover basketball that do it. So like when I see Alex Caruso, I think Bill Simmons got drunk one night and was just like, Simmons and Caruso's just so underrated.
It was Caruso and Isaiah Hartenstein was 63.
Yeah. Now, okay, in fairness, Jared Allen is 49th, and Jared Allen is a rim-running big, which is exactly what they called him. But I thought that was a nice indication of some of the respect that I think the Cavs actually are starting to get. Donovan was 12th. Donovan was 12th. Evan was 22nd. Darius was 33rd. And Jared was 49th. And DeAndre Hunter, who they just acquired, was 91st. I think the most interesting thing, though, is of all the three best players on any given team in the NBA, the Cavs have the highest rated of the big three. They have three players in the top 33.
Evan being that high is impressive.
Yeah.
Because when you talk to anyone about him, they always say barely scratched the surface.
Yep.
Right? Still coming along, and the fact that he's getting that level of respect. I mean, he's having a career year, no question about it. Great to see him. He's an all-star, but Donovan Mitchell said this a couple of weeks ago, Nick, after a game, and I think it was right after it came out that Evan was an all-star.
Mm-hmm.
And Donovan said, by the way, this is the worst Evan Mobley's ever going to be.
Mm-hmm.
And that just like struck me, because I've always been in the Evan Mobley camp ever since they drafted him. I felt like he could be the Cavaliers' Tim Duncan type guy, right? The centerpiece of the franchise. And that's no disrespect to Donovan, but I always felt that Evan was the key. And I still feel like he is the key. But you're seeing his game get unlocked by Kenny Atkinson. So the fact that he has received that type of acknowledgement, being in, what'd you say, 22?
22, yeah.
Yeah, to be in the top, be considered in the top 25 already, and he's only made one All-Star game in his career, and that's obviously this year. I think that really speaks volumes for what folks think about his potential ceiling.
Like, for instance, he's ahead of Bam Adebayo, which I think is the rightful place. Bam,
right.
Even right now, is maybe not having the best season of his career, but maybe hasn't won at the level that people thought he would have maybe 5 years ago. Tyrese Halliburton he's in front of. He's in front of Kyrie. Now, one thing in reading this list that is patently clear is that they just don't respect undersized guards.
Okay.
Like Kyrie's 24th, Dame Lillard's 27th, Trae Young's 29th, Tyrese Maxey is 30, Darius is 33rd. And so, like, there is a preference towards bigs and obviously big wings, which I understand. I think this list leans in a little bit. I also think, like, Tyrese Maxey's a really nice player. He hasn't won at the level Darius has. Like, I think if I have a gripe about this, my gripe is Darius is 33rd.
Right. I was thinking the same thing. I'm like, Darius at 33 seems a little low considering they have Evan at 22.
Yeah.
Right, you know what I mean? Like, because Darius's resume, when you put Evan's resume next to Darius's, Garland's is better. He's got a better resume.
I don't know how to say this without upsetting people that I might have used to work with in Charlotte. LaMelo Ball is not a better basketball player than Darius Garland.
No, he's not.
He's a flashier player. He scores more points per game, but that's what happens when the next best player on your team is another young kid with a lot of upside, but isn't – like, who's the guy he's sharing the ball with?
Like, somebody's got to stuff the box score, even on the bad teams.
Yeah, and then the Hornets are awful. Halliburton's the best player in Indiana. I understand that I have to see that. And by the way, Halliburton's not a small guard. I think he's like 6'4", 6'5". But like, you can't tell me this version of Dame Lillard is better than Darius Garland. They might be the same. They might be on the same plane of existence, but you can't tell me he's definitively four or five slots better. Tyrese Maxey has scored some points on bad Philly teams. So I do think, like, on one hand, I look at this and I go, big picture, all right, you've got three players in the top 33 and nobody else does. That is one way of looking at this and saying, even though they're not directly saying the Cavs have the best big three in the NBA,
they're ranking
them that way. Yeah, they're absolutely saying it in one way. But in the other way, it's like, I think Darius should have cracked the top 30. Like, and now granted, I don't think he should be over Kyrie. I think Kyrie is 24th. I think Kyrie's being held back for things other than Kyrie's basketball ability. I think he's still tremendous, as much of a goof as sometimes he feels to be. But I think this we Jonathan and I have talked a lot, kind of going forward, about the credit and where credit is due. And for some reason, there's just still a reticence to give Darius the credit. And I think it is because Donovan's here, and it's a little mystifying to me.
And the Cavaliers need to make a deep run in the playoffs this year.
Yeah.
They need to get to the conference finals, NBA finals, get on that big stage, right? Because there's two narratives out there when it comes to the Cavaliers. They're still soft. And again, I'm not saying that they're right, but the quote toughness thing I think is still there, and we're gonna find out come playoff time. And then the lack of deep postseason success for this particular group, right? It's great. You're doing it in the regular season. Right now, you're 44-10. That is, I mean, you know, there have been countless seasons where the Cavs haven't won 44 games, right?
Yeah.
And they've got it at the All-Star break. But, like, they've got to show, and that's why we're hearing it, and they know it, because we hear it from Darius talks about it, Donovan talks about it, Evan talks about it, Jared talks about it, everyone in that locker room talks about that. We're just trying to get better. Yes, we're trying to win games, but we are focused on situations and improving, and you know, this is fine now, but the playoffs are, that's where our focus is, and that's what we're trying to prepare for. Like, they all know the stigma. I guess that's a fair way to put it. The stigma that
you just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps.
This Cavaliers group has on it, and that is they can't go deep in the playoffs, and they're not a tough basketball team. And I feel like they're on a mission this year to break both of those.
But you know what's funny about that is that hasn't held back Evan, right?
Right.
And granted, Evan... I thought Evan was a better player in the playoffs last year. But perceptionally, people nationally came out thinking Evan disappeared in the playoffs, which I don't think was 100% true. Darius did, but Darius disappeared most of last year.
He had a really tough year, physically, mentally, emotionally.
But to point to it, like Darius went from 41 in these rankings to 33. Evan went, I think, from like 35 to 22. So it's just another one of those things where it's like, I just think we're in an interesting spot with how people perceive the Cavaliers. I think everybody knows how important Donovan is to them. I think everybody knows how important Evan is. I think everybody's sleeping on Darius. If we use this as kind of a lens in which people kind of talk about, you know, player and the player importance for their team. Some of it, and listen, some of it I think is, well, Donovan's here. And you can only give so much love to two undersized guards.
Right.
Some of it is just, I don't know, I almost feel like we have to have like a class action lawsuit for undersized guards to get the kind of love that they deserve.
Put them in the dunk contest.
No. Because that's all I need is Darius somehow will jump high enough and somehow he'll smack his face and break an orbital bone. Like that we don't need. But so in terms of that, Donovan 12, Evan 22, Darius 33. There's nobody in the NBA that benefits more from a championship. Or maybe there's nobody on the Cavs that benefit more than Evan, right? Like if Donovan wins, I don't think he's cracking the top five.
Even if like hypothetically Cavs win the NBA championship this year, you don't think that Donovan could crack the top five?
No, I think
Evan could, though.
I think the highest Darius is going to get with a championship might be 20, right, next year.
Right.
I think the highest Donovan's going to get with the way these lists kind of have their little pejorative stances on positional importance, I think maybe the highest he can get is 8. I think Evan could go from 22, even if he's not your best player. I think Evan could go and be the 10th best player in basketball, even if Donovan's more responsible for a title.
But see, I think his ceiling is even higher. I think he can become, I don't know if Tim Duncan's like the right correlation. This one thing I've like struggled with is, because I've asked people, I'm like, you know, who would you compare Evan Mobley to? Or what do you think his ceiling is that would be comparable to? And you hear a wide range. But I mean,
it's Duncan, it's Bosch.
Right.
It's about as wide ranging as you could possibly have.
Right. And it speaks to his talent, right? That you can't just like pin down one guy and say he's the next Duncan, right? But for me,
also that speaks to the way the game has changed and how
true because like, it's chuck a three or dunk it.
It would have been easier for Evan to become who I think he was supposed to be 20 years ago, where it's you're going to play within 15 feet of the basket, yep, as opposed to right now,
where like, they're actively encouraging him,
yeah,
to work on his 3-point shot.
Well, and where they're having him bring the ball up, where they've got him at the elbow, where they've got the offense running through him.
Hey, and last year none of that stuff happened.
Yeah, which it's almost like coaching matters, but I digress. it's almost like the guy that said, "Hey, JB should be getting this going." It feels like that guy was right. I don't know where he is. Maybe if I get a mirror here, I can tell you. But I do think like it's going to be really interesting to watch Evan's value around the NBA, because I think everybody looks at the length and says that's his value. Yeah. Everybody looks at the rim running and the defensive value and say that's his value. And you still haven't come close to saying what his real value is. And I kind of feel the same way about Darius in a much different way. Oh, well, he's a nice facilitator. He's one of the best pure three-point shooters in the NBA.
Yeah.
And if you didn't have another ball-dominant presence here, I think he'd show he's a damn good finisher. He's actually better. And honestly, I think he's been more authoritative at the rim this year, which is good because I was worried he was going to take all those shots to the face and run away from the basket. But he's a much better scorer in general than I think people have given him credit for.
He's got his confidence back. He, you know, all the difficult things from injuries to personal life and just all the stuff that he went through last year, I think he's been able to put behind him. The fact that Donovan signed his extension, right? Because there were all the questions, could Donovan and Darius work together? I think that and the fact that Kenny came in and basically laid out to all the guys how he envisioned things working, got everyone on board, and I think that really has allowed Darius to return to being Darius, and that, you know, that's just so critical because they need him. I would argue Darius and Evan might be more important to a Cavalier championship run than Donovan Mitchell.
216-474-0092 at Nick Wilson says, at Right or Wrong FAN, the Cavs have three players on the Ringer's top 100 inside the top 33 there. Donovan at 12, Evan at 22, Darius at 33. Do the Cavs have the best big three in the NBA? And it is entirely possible to do too much, and I can prove it in 5 minutes on 92.3 The Fan.
Say yes to Pure Leaf tea and free gas for a year only at True North convenience stores. When it comes to quality, say yes to the delicious taste of real brewed Pure Leaf tea. True North stores are stocked with your favorite flavors like unsweetened, extra sweet, and raspberry. For a limited time, enter for a chance to win free gas for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or download the mobile app from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Are target date funds a smart or lazy way to invest? Should you pay off debt or invest extra cash? Can you deduct your dog as a home security system on your taxes? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing strategies, tax planning, and smart ways to build wealth and navigate big financial decisions. Work smarter, not harder, on your finances this year. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
If you're thinking about GLP-1s for weight loss, listen up. You must make sure you're maintaining your muscle mass while you're losing weight. Otherwise, you can slow your metabolism and regain the weight. Omacid, a natural superfood protein shake, has been scientifically proven to preserve muscle mass. It optimizes and supercharges your metabolism so you can lose weight easily. Use Omacid with GLP-1s or as a natural alternative. Find out more and see the university studies at omacid.com. That's AlmaSed.com.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a 5-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or whenever my favorite team is playing late. 5-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.
Street Easy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC.
Life used to feel like a movie, but since we left and bought a house, it's like living in a DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy, let StreetEasy connect you with the right agent you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.